Welcome, everybody, to Black Hat 2017 in Las Vegas, Nevada, securityguidetv.com. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Shahzad Merchant, and I'm the Chief Technology Officer at Gigamon.
And what is Gigamon? G-I-G-A-M-O-N.
That's right.
Back off a little bit of the mic for me. Okay, good. And what does Gigamon do? I like that name. What's it do?
Gigamon builds out a platform for deploying security solutions for enabling pervasive visibility across your physical, virtual, and cloud infrastructures.
Did you understand that?
I did. Integrated solution.
I know you did.
I mean, very simply, a lot of security solutions, whether they are firewalls, IPSs, solutions doing malware detection, they require access to network traffic data, and we are the most content-rich source of network traffic data.
Now, is integration a big deal still these days? Do things not integrate? Do people not want to integrate with you? Talk to me about that.
It's becoming a bigger and bigger deal as we speak. And one of the reasons for this is that we all know that the bad actors out there are leveraging existing frameworks and
right.
They're inundating us with massive volumes of attacks. And as defenders today, we are still very manual in our processes.
Oh.
And so there's a strong need to essentially automate a lot of our internal processes. We've seen this happen, by the way, in the cloud world. There's this whole industry called DevOps. Right, and what we really need to see is a sec DevOps, a security DevOps, so to speak. Right, so this whole notion of automation, orchestration, is becoming extremely important in the world of cybersecurity, and we make a platform that you can leverage to go do that.
Excellent, I love that. So any company that is a mobile app and their op team needs to have this toolkit, right? This capability the wireframe onward, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's more designed for solutions that are looking at network traffic data. Because network traffic data is the most content-rich source of data. So, for example, today, anytime there's a piece of malware that propagates across your infrastructure, it does it across the network. If there's any kind of data that's exfiltrated externally, it happens across the network. And so there's this growing industry that is looking at network traffic data to do analysis. And we build a platform that essentially enables them to get access to very content-rich network traffic data.
So network traffic data, a lot of the rich data, the very important data, is outside the firewall. To what extent can you detect and mitigate risks outside of your client's architecture?
So I guess there's multiple dimensions in which we can look at this. The first is that today, the whole methodology of having a firewall to protect sets is a failed methodology. I mean, every organization today that's been breached has had firewalls.
That's true.
And it has not kept the threat out.
Right.
Right. And the second thing to think about is that most threats today propagate across multiple stages. They breach your initial system, but they don't stop there. They propagate from one system to another system, and that's all happening inside your infrastructure. When you hear of massive breaches, Office of Personnel Management, 22 or 24 million identities breached, it's not one system getting breached, it's pervasive breaches. And that happens within your infrastructure fundamentally. So we as an industry have come to a point where it is no longer enough to look at threats at certain points in your infrastructure. In other words, a threat detection and mitigation cannot be location specific, it has to be pervasive. And that's what Gigamon enables you to go do. It enables you to deploy security solutions pervasively.
So one of the former interviews that we had, they discussed the risk of third-party vendors, and that 50% of risks are coming out of that particular segment.
Yes.
Is that what you're seeing as well?
That's a great question. So in fact, we have a presentation tomorrow. We have our CISO, Simon Gibson, talking about this from the perspective of risks associated with supply chain. Right, and what happens today is we tend to think of risks around our own products, around our own infrastructure, but today we are connected through multiple degrees of, with software vendors, with system vendors who are all essentially part of our supply chain, and they all add additional risk to the whole system. And so I think it's a great point you bring up, right? A lot of the risk, a lot of the threat actually stems from externally, and then it propagates inside your infrastructure, so you have to look at this holistically. It's a great question.
I'm not feeling good again.
Oh, no.
I was feeling good. Every show, I say, I feel really good about this. Now I don't. Now, I feel good that you're solving it.
Yeah.
The way you presented the problem is a different way it's been presented before.
Sure.
Because everybody has had a firewall.
And everybody
seems like they
gotta
rename
been breached,
that thing.
Right? I mean, if you think about that.
They got to call it the breach wall, because that's, I guess, what they are, because they don't tend to keep anybody out. And they keep out, it's like a lock on your door. Think about a firewall this way. Locks are designed not for honest people, all right? They're designed for bad people. But guess what? Honest people don't need to worry about a lock. And a bad guy can get through your lock anyway.
Yeah,
a bad guy can kick your door and break a lock. So a firewall, really, it's going to prevent my son from screwing around. But the bad guy's going to get through it.
Going through the basement window.
They're going to find it. That's the problem.
So and they should play an important role because there's a whole known set of threats that you can very effectively keep out, right?
Right.
Basically, what a firewall does is it makes it harder for somebody to break through. And that's important. So they do have a role to play, but you're absolutely right. Just the fact that you have a firewall doesn't mean you'll be able to keep all the threats out.
And it's the point of attack. People, where's your firewall? The first place they're going to go is to your firewall.
What was your company, since it was established, how has your base of clients expanded? You know, which industries and verticals do you cover?
We have seen a very broad adoption of our solution. 80 of the Fortune 100 companies use Gigamon for their own internal security and monitoring purposes.
Fortune 100.
Wow,
awesome.
That's
right?
Impressive.
And I would say about 400 of the Fortune 1000 companies also leverage Gigamon, but obviously we have a lot of customers who are outside the Fortune 1000 as well.
Wow.
But there's been broad adoption of the solution because I think it's for the first time that somebody, Gigamon, is actually taking an architectural approach to deploying security. Security solutions have traditionally been deployed as point products, and we are changing the paradigm and effectively forcing the industry to think about this as a deployment architecture and what's the best way to go deploy these solutions.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about?
Obviously the evolving and changing threat landscape, the move to the cloud, there's a lot of focus around that, and we recently announced some new products to extend your security posture into the public cloud as well. That's a big area of focus for us as well. But really, if you step back and sit and think about it, it is how do we get the industry to adopt this mindset? We recently announced something called the Defender Lifecycle Model, which allows people to truly understand where all these security solutions get positioned, how do you incorporate automation and orchestration, and it is essentially the ability to have people understand that, adopt that. That is a key focus for us.
Excellent. Gigamon.com. Sounds like you're industry standard at 80% of the market.
De facto.
Top owner. Yeah, excellent.
De facto.
Thanks for coming on Security Guy TV at Black Hat 2017.
Thank you. Appreciate
Great
it.
Show.
Thanks for having me here.
Thank you.
Thank you.